We are going to proceed with the merit cases, and our first case is the Virginia Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control versus Board of Supervisors of Fairfax County. Let me see who we have. Mr. Flaherty, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And Ms. Gorey?
Gorey.
Am I saying that properly?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I understand you folks have both signed in. So, Mr. Flaherty, would you like to reserve some time for rebuttal, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. Three minutes, please.
3 minutes. Okay. And I'll ask you to keep an eye on it because I won't want to be interrupting you. But come on up, and then we're happy to hear from you.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is Jim Flaherty, and I'm here representing ABC. We're here today on ABC's appeal of a circuit court decision where the judge found that ABC exceeded its authority in issuing a farm winery license. Now, the purpose of ABC is to promote the health, welfare, and safety of the Commonwealth through the control of the possession, sale, distribution, and transportation of alcoholic beverages. ABC is in the alcohol business. One of the aspects of this responsibility is to determine which entities are qualified for licensure. And there are many different types of ABC license, but the one license that's at issue in this case is a farm winery license. Now, in 2016, the General Assembly amended the definition of what a farm or winery was. Prior to 2016, the basic definition was an establishment on a farm with a functioning winery or producing winery, or a vineyard, excuse me. Following the 2016 amendment to that, the definition was an establishment on a farm with a producing vineyard on land zoned agricultural. Now, that's important in this case because land zoned agricultural further excluded residential conservation districts. Now, when farm wineries in RC districts were, while they were specifically excluded, there was a carve-out in the 2016 change that allowed for applicants who had pending applications before the ABC board and were otherwise permitted by the locality. Now, when the applicant in this matter came before the ABC board, the board had to determine whether or not a farm winery was a permissible use of its land. Now, Fairfax County is going to attempt to paint this issue as ABC infringing upon the locality and they're making this, by making this a zoning appeal. But that's not what this case is about. This is a garden variety APA appeal. And the issue is whether or not there is substantial evidence in the record for the board to find that Mr. Farmer qualified for a license. Now, a review of the record demonstrates that ABC reviewed all the information that was provided to it by the parties and made its determination based on substantial evidence within the record. Because ABC was well within its statutory authority to issue a license to Mr. Farmer, the lower court erred. Now, in this case, there were three primary issues that led ABC to believe that there was substantial evidence in the record to find the applicant was otherwise permitted by Fairfax to operate a farm winery. First, ABC had to determine whether or not Mr. Farmer was permitted to operate a farm winery on his land in question. Now, Fairfax's zoning ordinance contains a grandfathering provision, 2-405. This grandfathering provision states that if at the time of recordation the lot met the zoning use requirements in place at that time, then it may be used for that use, even though it doesn't meet the district size, area, width requirements, et cetera, provided it meets other regulations.
Let me sort of stop you there. That grandfathering clause that you're talking about, the Fairfax zoning ordinance has a lot requirement of 5 acres and then a separate requirement for agricultural use also being on 5 acres. Isn't
yes,
that right?
Ma'am.
So I guess what I'm saying is, in this case, the lot was not 5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the provision of the code section that talks about meets all the other requirements. What about the other requirement that the agricultural use be 5 acres?
Well, at the time that this lot was recorded, I believe back in 1958, for an agricultural, for a lot to be used as an agricultural purpose, the lot size was half an acre. Mm-hmm. This is a 1.8 acre lot. Mm-hmm. So it would have been grandfathered in at that point because it met the size requirement at the time that it was recorded. Secondly, in the record, there was a testimony by a zoning official before the hearing officer that the grandfathering exception applied to Mr. Farmer's property. And then Mr. Farmer also had a buildable lot determination from 2005, again, that stated that the grandfathering provision applied to Mr. Farmer's property. So we've got substantial evidence based on the testimony of a county employee regarding a county zoning ordinance and a county determination that the grandfathering provision did apply to this lot in question. And that is more than sufficient evidence for the ABC board to have determined that the agricultural use, such as a farm winery, would have been permitted on this parcel of land.
Council, I'm trying to look at these things practically and how things sort of evolve, and I'm assuming that that's what we're going to hear from your opponent colleague. And 30 years ago, and I live in Prince William County, so I know what Fairfax County looks like, there wasn't as much density, shall we say, population density in Fairfax County 30 or 40 years ago as there is now. Essentially, Fairfax County, my wife, who does equestrian, she used to ride her horse down Chainbridge Road because there was nothing out there. Obviously, that is not the case today.
Yes, sir.
1.8 designation may have been a reasonable interpretation of how we want to allow people to use their land back in, say, 1975. But wouldn't it be within the authority of the county to say that circumstances have changed and the five-acre statement is a reasonable thing in light of the circumstances that are currently presented? Residential density has increased and the like. Wouldn't that be a reasonable interpretation as to why the five-acre standard should apply?
I think it would be, Your Honor, but the fact is they still have the grandfathering provision within their zoning ordinance. If they wanted to take that away, then they certainly could do that by changing their ordinance. But the way the ordinance is right now, if a lot was appropriately sized back when it was recorded, then it did not need to meet the size requirements at that point.
And I appreciate your argument. But what if, and I'm sure that there are different standards, what if the density requirement for putting in a CVS was 3 miles, or three acres, back in 1970, and obviously 3 acres would not be appropriate in these days for putting in a CVS. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't the county be within its prerogative as the board, as the responsible entity for governing their own public use to make that determination that 3 acres is not going to work anymore because of the changing nature of the county?
I think they could, Your Honor, but again, this is an APA appeal before the ABC board. This is not, there was no requirement for Mr. Farmer to go to the zoning official, which I'll actually get to in a moment, where he received information or indication from the zoning official that no approval was required to use his property as a farm winery.
Yeah, but that zoning official didn't have the authority to bind the Board of Zoning Appeals, did it? Is that an ultra vires act?
It could be, Your Honor, but he went to the zoning office to determine whether or not he could use this.
I understand that, and I understand that one of your arguments is that he detrimentally relied on what he was told by some employee of the zoning board, never appealed the ultimate decision that he wasn't allowed to do it, but feels that because of that, the ABC board is, or that the circuit court was bound by the ABC board's determination.
Well, I think when we look at the totality of the evidence in the record, that we had 2.2-405 that did grandfather it in, looking at the substantial evidence and the substantial evidence requirements for an APA appeal.
Well, let me ask you two questions about that. One, the 2-405, doesn't it really address two different waivers? One, a waiver for building, and then the other, a waiver for use? Or am I misstating that?
I'm certainly not an expert on the zoning ordinances. I would think that it's a building on the lot size requirement. And then he had a buildable lot determination that also said that he was grandfathered in as well.
Okay. I would suggest that Judge O'Brien's representation as to how that should be interpreted is indeed true, because building a structure doesn't necessarily define the issue. It's what's going to happen once the structure is built. Cars being driven in, people coming into neighborhoods that are coming there for commercial purposes and the like. So I would suggest that there is a subtle distinction between building on the property and use of the property.
Yes, Your Honor. And there is evidence in the record as well that Mr. Farmer does not intend to have a large tasting room. He simply wants to grow some grapes, bottle some wine, and sell to local restaurants. That is his purpose, or at least that is his stated purpose at that time.
What if he was going to do more than that, have a tasting room? Would your analysis be different?
I think it would be, Your Honor.
Okay.
Then the board would take a look at the impact of the surrounding area as well.
So you would believe that in that context there could be the granting of the license, but there could be some restrictions on the use of the property once that license is indeed granted?
Yes, Your Honor, because when the ABC looks at whether or not, this has come up before with regards to breweries and things of that nature where localities and citizens in the local area have complained concerning the impact of increased traffic and foot traffic and things of that nature. And the board does take a look at that as well, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
The board, once they made this determination that there was sufficient size for zoning purposes, the board also reviewed the Farm Winery Zoning Act, which articulates the General Assembly's desire to balance the locality's ability to make zoning decisions, but also with the preservation of the economic vitality of the Virginia wine industry. And this states that the usual and customary activities of farm winery shall be permitted without local regulation unless there is substantial impact on public health, safety, or welfare. And as I stated before, this is an APA appeal, and the ABC reviews all the evidence that was placed in the record. And it found that there was no evidence placed in the record why Mr. Farmer's parcel would result in substantial impact on health, public, or safety. And as we discussed before, Mr. Farmer presented evidence that the zoning official had informed him that there was no approval required by the county in order to use his parcel as a farm winery. And it wasn't until after he well over a year afterwards, when he applied for his farm winery license, that he heard anything to the contrary.
What about the fact that he didn't appeal that determination? Didn't exhaust his administrative remedies?
I don't believe he was... He had already had a positive approval from indication.
The clerk who said that it's okay. Who's
yes,
that the email? Okay.
So I don't necessarily think it would have been incumbent upon him. I think it would have been incumbent upon the county to go forward to try to overturn their previous decision.
Okay.
But ABC did not exceed its authority because it did what it was supposed to do. It's the entity that is charged with issuing licenses and reviewed the evidence that was in the record. It reviewed the evidence at the time of the deed recordation. The lot met the requirements for an agricultural use. There was a bit of a lot determination that said it was grandfathered in. There was even testimony from a zoning official that the grandfathering provision applied to this plot of land. It properly found there was no evidence entered in the record to show why Mr. Farmer's parcel would impact public health or safety. And then there was also information or evidence that he had received a favorable indication from the county. This was a licensing decision. It was not a zoning decision. And accordingly, we ask that we feel there's substantial evidence in the record to support ABC's decision, and we ask that you reverse the lower court.
Thank you. You've got about 3.5 minutes for rebuttal.
Yes, okay.
Good morning. My name is Laura Gorey. I represent the Board of Supervisors as the appellee in this appeal. Your Honors, I'd first like to address some of the matters that you brought up to the ABC Board. First, with respect to 2405, it does, in fact, have to do with both use and lot requirements, and I submit to Your Honors that it's been misinterpreted by the ABC Board, and that merely highlights that the ABC Board really has no jurisdiction in the context of Title 4.1 to be wading into matters of zoning interpretation. Now, 2405 was brought up as relevant to the subject property in this case because Mr. Brian Farmer at some point came into the county and got what was called a buildable lot determination. And it was issued under 2405. And the reason he did that is because, as your honors know, in the 1980s, his lot, as with many other, were downzoned to protect the Occoquan. And so there became then a 5-acre minimum requirement for building lots in the residential conservation district. Well, his was only 1.8 acres. But to protect folks like him from the disadvantage of not being able to build on their lots, they were allowed under these 2405 is a permitted reduction in lot size requirements to nevertheless build. However, that has only 4 exceptions. And the exceptions are lot width, lot area, shape factor, and minimum district size. And what's relevant is none of those have anything to do with the minimum requirement for the use of agriculture. Now, what may have caused some confusion below is that the minimum lot area for the RC district is 5 acres, but the minimum use requirement for agriculture is also 5 acres. So to avoid that confusion, I'll also offer this scenario, which is that the minimum use requirement for having chickens on your property is 2 acres. And so even though Mr. Farmer came in and under 2405 got this buildable lot determination and built a new house pursuant to that determination, he still couldn't have chickens on his property without a special permit. That's because it's another regulation of the ordinance that must be met under 2405. It's not a blank check. as the ABC board and Mr. Farmer try to make it out to be. Everything else still has to be met, and the five-acre minimum for agriculture is contained in Article 20, which is another regulation of the ordinance. So therefore, 2405 doesn't apply. But I'd also submit to your honors that it simply was not within the jurisdiction of the ABC board to make a determination in the first place about 2405, and therefore it's really not even appropriate before your honors to consider that. And under some of the authorities, such as University Square, which was in the context of the Board of Zoning Appeals, where constitutional and other matters were brought up but were not properly before the BZA, they also were not properly on appeal.
Let's look at the practical implications of your argument. And again, it's a good argument. We're having a good day. We have good lawyers here. But let's look at the practical implications of what your argument is. Suppose I'm getting older. And I decide that what I want to do is I want to make my own wine, and I want to publish it to people who are at just distributors, because I'm going to make Rossi's wine. It's going to be the best wine in the world. And so I live in Fairfax County, and I don't want to move away from Fairfax County because I've raised my children here. I have a connection to Fairfax County. And so I go around and look for the perfect place to buy so that I can do this hobby that I want to do. And I look at the requirements for the license from the ABC, and it says, okay, you have to get a place that's 1.8 acres. And I said, great. And so I go out and buy this place. And so then after I buy this place and I go through the proper procedure to be able to make my wine on the property, the county tells me, well, no, you really can't do it because we have certain zoning requirements, even though the property that I bought was at the time grandfathered into certain things that I'm entitled to. What should be the response of the person who is taken on this obligation by buying this property and then been told on the back end that he can't do what he wants to do?
Well, under the scenario you've described, if that person in fact believes that they have justification under the zoning ordinance, or if they're grandfathered, so to speak, mm-hmm. what they should do is pursue other means of getting the result that they believe they're entitled to. And the means in that instance would be a declaratory judgment action in the circuit court, which at every opportunity.
So I can't rely on what the rules say. I have to go out and actually tell somebody, have someone tell me that that's what I'm entitled to do.
Well, so it's a little bit complicated in terms of the rules, because in terms of grandfathering.
That's why we're here.
Grandfathering can be a few different things. Grandfathering could be that you had a use established before the present zoning ordinance, and it ran continuously, and therefore it's a non-conforming use and is unaffected by the zoning ordinance changes. Or perhaps you qualify under 2405. But if that's the case, then you have to be able to show that there are no other applicable regulations of the ordinance that need to be satisfied in order to have some sort of vested right. But at no time can you establish a use on your property that's not permitted by the zoning ordinance and expect to be able to carry on that way. In that respect, it's similar to Tiny House, where Tiny House was not in compliance with the City of Norfolk's zoning ordinance, and nevertheless, the ABC board issued a license. They proceeded to sell alcohol, and the Supreme Court found that there's actually no conflict between zoning and alcohol beverage control, where somebody has to be in compliance with both. So you can't just simply get your ABC license and carry on your merry way. You also have to be in compliance with zoning. And here, the property, the 1.8 acres, did not have a non-conforming use to conduct agriculture. At one point, Mr. Farmer, notwithstanding his name, tried to make the argument that agriculture was a use on his property back in the 50s, but he abandoned that argument because he was unable to prove that agriculture, in fact, had continued. It did not. So then the only thing he could rely on was 2405, and the only thing that accepts him from are these four requirements, and the only one he's pointed to is the minimum lot area requirement. So if you go to the joint appendix on page 411, the lot area is very clear in the RC district, and it's 5 acres for his lot. That lot area requirement is different from the Article 20-300 definition of agriculture, which requires a minimum of 5 acres. But, Your Honors, the ABC board is a creature of statute, and it's very clear in the case law that creatures of statute are limited by their statutory authority. And in Tiny House, the Supreme Court found that the ABC board, that nothing in Title 4.1 gives the ABC board any authority over zoning. And I would submit that absolutely nothing in the 2016 legislation changed that. So the administrative hearing officer construed the enactment clause 3 as some sort of open season to allow her and the ABC board to suddenly make zoning determinations, but it did nothing of the sort. In fact, if anything, it required the ABC board to first defer to local zoning before ever deciding whether they could issue a permit. And it says very clearly there that farm wineries are no longer permitted in the RC district.
How do you deal with the Martorella case? I'm sure you're aware of that one.
Which case? I'm sorry.
Martorella. It was a case out in Fauquier County where the people wanted to start a winery, similar to what's going on here. And the Supreme Court heard this case back in 2012. And there were people in the community around the property that Mr. Martorella wanted to use that didn't want that to go in because they thought it would create more traffic and it was not suitable for what the individual wanted to use it for. And the Supreme Court said, well, no, they're entitled to do what they want to as long as they meet the standards set by the ABC.
I'm not familiar with whatever zoning implications there might have been in that case, but this case is different from that because the same arguments were presented in this case by the concerned citizens of Clifton. Those were objections 1 and 2, but the appeal before you today is only on objection 3, which is the one submitted by the Board of Supervisors. And the reason this case is different is because this has to do with a very specific zoned district, the RC district, which was not the case in the one that you just mentioned. And as a result of the legislation in 2016, the General Assembly told the ABC Board that they are no longer permitted to issue farm winery license in the residential conservation district. And so in the RC district, rather than pursuing litigation as the citizens you're referring to there, what they did is because they don't like one of the farm wineries in Clifton and they didn't like Loudmouth Brewery that was proposed to go in Clifton, they reached their local elected representatives who then got the General Assembly to pass legislation specific to the RC district, which is only found in Fairfax County.
The language in the Martorella case, and I'll read it to you, the General Assembly made it clear that counties need to be hands-off when regulating the agricultural side of farm wineries. That's pretty strong language.
The other strong language is found in the 2016 legislation that told the ABC Board that they're no longer permitted to issue licenses for the RC district.
So
the General Assembly...
How do we resolve the conflict that apparently exists between pretty strong language from the Supreme Court and some suggestion in another context of the authority of the changing of a statute? How do we reconcile the two?
Your Honor, when there is a possible question of which law should apply, the more specific governs. And here the most specific law is farm wineries in the residential conservation district. It is a very specific type of winery and a type of property. It's only found in Fairfax County, and the applicant's property is located in the RC district. And he was clearly aware that the law had changed because he did get his application in before July 1st. It was pending, there's no question about that. But under the legislative change, because the definition of farm winery now excludes property zoned to the RC district, which means the General Assembly took away from the ABC board the authority to issue a license in that district, it had to meet the enactment clause. And the third enactment clause requires the application to be pending timely and for it to be in compliance with local zoning as an agricultural district or classification, which this is not, or as otherwise permitted by a locality. Unfortunately, rather than deferring to the locality which said this is not permitted, the ABC board replaced its judgment for the Board of Supervisors and for the zoning administrator. And at no time have they ever cited any basis for any authority to do that. The other troublesome thing here is that in their assignment of error, the only part of the record that they point to is page 595 of the joint appendix. But that says that that doesn't support their assignment of error, which is that the trial court somehow erred in finding they lacked statutory authority. Nowhere in the record did they preserve that or give the trial court the opportunity to rule on how they have authority. They don't. Instead, they've only argued zoning ordinance and vested rights matters that they have no authority to rule on. It's also somewhat troublesome that those are issues that were brought to the ABC board by the applicant, but the applicant didn't even appeal. They're not even in this case anymore and have apparently abandoned their arguments.
It seems that the analysis in the Martadella case was adopted by the Supreme Court again in 2015 in the Chrysalis case. There was a winery out in, I believe, Loudoun County that had a similar fight with zoning issues in the Supreme Court, in light of the fact that the statute had apparently had some changes in another context, recognize once again that it is up to the ABC to make these decisions and not the counties.
Well, and none of those could the residential conservation district have been at issue, because that district is only found in Fairfax County. And, Your Honor, if the ABC board thought that it had some additional authority under those cases to make this decision rather than Fairfax County, it could have given the trial court the opportunity to rule on that. But it never made arguments under those. The only arguments that it's relied on are the vested rights, 2405, and this alleged conflict between the Farm Winery Zoning Act. But the problem with their conflict of laws analysis is, rather than relying on cases such as the ones you're citing, which I still respectfully don't think apply here, but their argument is about the county's five-acre minimum requirement. And at no time did anybody argue that before the administrative hearing judge, and didn't give the county the opportunity to support its five-acre requirement. But there's also no evidence at all in the record that the five-acre requirement is in any way unreasonable. And local ordinances are presumed to be reasonable in the absence of any contrary authority. They would have the zoning administrator cherry-pick and decide, on your lot, 1.8 is okay, but on somebody else's lot, 5 might be more appropriate. No, the 5 acres applies across the board for the whole county. And the reason is that this isn't just Joe homeowner gardening. The definition of agriculture includes wholesale sales. There's a commercial element to this. And the intent, as is the intent of zoning ordinances in general, is to protect health, safety, and welfare. That was the intent of the 5 acres. Nobody challenged that before the hearing officer. It wasn't until written closing arguments 10 days later.
The Chrysalis case actually addresses that specifically, because it says that making of wine, part and parcel of the making of the wine, is distributing or selling of the wine. So isn't there a recognition based upon that language from the Chrysalis case that there's an understanding that people are going to want to dispose of the product that they create?
But the only way they can legally do that, Your Honor, is if they have a license in the first place. And they're no longer allowed to get that license because in 2016, the General Assembly told the ABC Board that it cannot issue licenses in the RC District when that's not in compliance with local zoning. So that law doesn't give the ABC Board any greater authority here, and it also doesn't limit Fairfax County anymore in terms of its objection here. Your Honor, you had asked earlier about the tasting room element, too. And there was submission of some photographs where Mr. Farmer apparently was proposing to have a tasting room in his basement. So it was my understanding that at all times, because a tasting room is an element that's permitted under a farm winery license, that wasn't something he was willing to abandon. He had proposed to have that along with just the license itself. And so for all these reasons, I had asked the court to uphold the trial court's ruling, set aside the ABC board's decision, and remand it to the ABC board with direction to deny the license.
Thank you, Ms. Gorey.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Flaherty, we're happy to hear from you. Let me just impose on you for, come on up just for 1 minute. I say no. Okay. Excuse me, we just have a little administrative thing we need to take care of here. Okay. Thank you for your indulgence, sir.
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor, there's no question that at this point, a farm winery is not required, or not allowed in an RC district. We're not trying to argue that. What we are saying, though, is in the 2016 legislation, there was this carve-out that if you had a pending application with the ABC and you met the other regulations, then you could be considered for a farm winery. And with regards to 2-405, If you kind of play out the county's reading, I mean, it is a lot size exemption, if you will. And if you play out their reading, it's you may exempt yourself from the lot area or minimum size so long as you meet the size requirement.
Do you think that the language in Martedella and Chrysalis still apply in light of the legislative changes that occurred in 2016?
I think that the language in those cases are essentially telling the somewhat furthering the Farm Winery Zoning Act, where if you're going to impact if you want to regulate the normal and customary activities on a farm winery, then you've got to show that there's a substantial impact to the health, welfare, or public safety. Otherwise, it is a hands-off requirement.
What about the tiny houses, Kate?
Tiny house case, I think, is different from this case, Your Honor, in that in that case, if I remember correctly, the restaurant owner had applied for an alcohol use permit from the city, found out that they were going to be denied, and then they ran to ABC to try to get the permit. They were essentially trying to go around the city. In this case, the facts are that Mr. Farmer actually interacted with the county prior to applying for his license. He received favorable determination, at least what he considered favorable determination from the county at that point. There was no.
So you're relying on his reliance on the employee telling him as
not
a sufficient distinction.
Not entirely, Your Honor.
Okay.
But what I am saying is there in the record, we have 2-405, the grandfathering exemption. We have a lot of evidence in the record to show that there's substantial evidence to show that a reasonable person would think that the board was correct in making their determination.
Well, let me ask you real quickly, on the review grounds, whether obviously and often comes before us or comes before the circuit court on whether there's sufficient evidence for the agency to make the determination. There's another provision about whether the agency acted in accordance with the law.
Yes, Your Honor.
That is reviewed de novo. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes, Your Honor, I would.
Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off. You've got 48
no.
seconds if there was anything else.
And for the reasons I've expounded upon, I would ask that you reverse the lower court and affirm the board's decision.
Thank you. We'll come down and greet counsel.